if you missed it yesterday on the Joe and Alex show, it was actually a little bit later on in the show that we had a really big heart-to-heart. You can check out the full podcast online at joeandalexshow.com. Just pretty much anywhere you search for podcasts, look for the Joe and Alex show. Subscribe, give it a five-star review, and leave a comment. That way more people can see it. We appreciate to the nearly 3 million podcast listens that we've had, thanks to you. So, a lot going on here. You'd think, like, Joe, me, I'd have the biggest health scare on the show because I'm such a big guy and unhealthy, but not the case. I went to the doctor yesterday. My blood pressure was pretty decent. It was like 130 over 60. I got to bring down the top number a bit, but she wasn't that concerned, and I am a little over, well, I'm a lot overweight, but other than that, I'm okay. But yesterday on the show, Alex and Porkchop both had kind of medical scares and issues. So who wants to go first? I don't even know where we really start with this.
Probably me, because mine's very short. I found a lump on my neck I have never felt before. And I was like convinced, everyone was telling me it was a cyst that I was going to have surgery to remove and all this stuff. I was real freaked out. Went to the doctor yesterday. She's like, this is just a swollen lymph node. I was like, what are you talking about? I know what a swollen lymph node is. I'm not sick currently, and I haven't been sick for several weeks. Yeah. And I was just like, I'm shocked because I have felt when my lymph nodes are swollen. This one in particular has never popped up before. It's like a new one.
It's not a tumor.
Aren't lymph nodes like typically like around here somewhere?
Well,
like yours is behind your head.
I know. And she said that's what it was. And I asked her 10 times, are you sure? And she said yes. So I guess that's just what it is.
What's your problem, huh? Can't even lymph node chilling out?
Sorry.
I love Alex asking a doctor, are you sure?
Yeah, what's your actual expertise? Would you like Grey's Anatomy? I watch Dr. Pip and Popper. I know this ain't a lymph node problem.
Well, I asked her, I said, you know, all my friends said it was a cyst. And I was like, and then I paused and I was like, I guess they're not doctors, though. And she's like, yeah.
Yeah, but I like Dr. Pepper. Is that cool?
Okay, Porkchop. Wow, you on the other hand.
I need a doctor. Call me a doctor.
Oh my gosh.
I need a doctor to bring me.
Porkchop!
I'm not...
Porkchop!
I'm here.
So what the heck's going on with you, man?
Well, obviously, I told the entire long story yesterday, and to summarize that into 5 seconds, I had a benign tumor on my parathyroid 10 years ago.
It's not a tumor.
Okay. Right, and it came back a couple months ago, so I got that removed in August. So anyways, my surgery in August was quote-unquote successful.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so I've been getting some blood work the past couple months to check up on it, and I noticed one of the numbers was going higher and higher and higher. Mm-hmm. So I had a doctor appointment yesterday with an endocrinologist, and I got some good news. He said, you know, I know your PTH, parathyroid hormone's going higher and higher and higher, but he said that's okay. What we really need to be concerned about is your calcium. So like I said, the calcium needs to be between 8 to 10. Mine is currently at 9.7, and he said I wouldn't start worrying unless it gets up to an 11. So,
ooh, what can we do to get it up to an 11? I'm just kidding.
Drink milk. No. So for the next, you know, in three, I got some blood work yesterday that'll come back tomorrow, so we'll see what it's at. And then again, in 3 months, I'll get blood work. And then after that, every 6 months for probably the rest of my life, just making sure that calcium doesn't get up to an 11.
Wow.
Well, hopefully it stays there, goes down a little bit, and that'll be okay because I know – You don't talk a lot about your health stuff, but it just came out the past couple of days about how serious it was.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it could have been bad, but luckily right now, yeah, my heart, it's beating. Oh!
Oh, no! Oh, Porkchop! No, okay. We're glad you're okay, man. Hey, please keep us updated, okay?
Okay. The biggest thing was I almost tore my ACL yesterday playing tennis with Liv.
I've also realized that Porkchop's, like, pretty dramatic. Like,
oh,
he was like, I'm dying, Olivia. And I was like, I thought your test came back good. Like, he just said, like, you just got to keep an eye on it. But it's like good case scenario.
She's just,
and he's like, no, but I'm still dying.
She's just mad I beat her in tennis.
Is it bad that I kind of was hoping I was going to have surgery to get this thing off my neck? Because I kind of like the attention.
That is like the least shocking thing.
<Just kidding. laughs> The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
I don't think I did the wrong thing here, but when this happened, I'm like, what the hell was that? 833-JOE-ALEX is the number for you to join in the conversation. A coworker asked me for a piece of gum. I said, sure, help yourself. I want to know how many pieces you get when you're allowed to, quote-unquote, help yourself. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Then after that, we'll get into the garbage with Alex here on Radio Now.